This is KUT. Early voting's underway here in Austin, and while there's been a lot of attention on the presidential race, voters will be asked to weigh in on a local bond as well. The question before them, should the city of Austin borrow $720 million to improve transportation? Those advocating for the bond say it could greatly improve traffic. But KUT's Audrey McGlinchey asks, in a city with a high number of traffic deaths, what could this bond mean for safety?
Safety, advocates argue, is relevant in this bond because of a record Austin hit recently.
So last year, in 2015, Austin saw 102 people killed in traffic and around 500 people who were severely injured to the point of incapacitation.
Nick Moe chairs Vision Zero ATX, a local road safety group. The organization recently came out with a neutral stance on the $720 million transportation bond. Because, well, the majority of the money, $482 million, will be spent on, quote, corridor improvement plans. But as we've told you before, the bond money won't be able to fund these plans in full. So city staff and council will pick what should be worked on, which means...
The problem is that we don't actually know what the safety implications would be of those projects if they were fully built out.
So what do we know?
Number one, I mean, there's a $15 million allocation for specifically for fatality reduction strategies. What that really is dealing with our most dangerous intersections.
Jim Wick is the campaign manager for the pro-bond PAC, Move Austin Forward. And he's right, $15 million of the bond would fund safety measures at 28 intersections throughout Austin. These are ones the city's deemed especially dangerous, like Airport Boulevard at Oak Springs Drive and North I-35 at Cesar Chavez. And while that's great, Mo with Vision Zero ATX's biggest concern is this. If the majority of the bond dollars will...
primarily seek to increase car throughput, which is great if your goal is to increase more cars getting through, but it's not necessarily great if you're trying to make safe environments for people who are trying to get around.
But Wick with the pro-bond campaign says actually, in these corridor plans, safety and increasing throughput go hand in hand. He points to raised medians. Several of the plans, including the one for Airport Boulevard and South Lamar, call for replacing center turning lanes with tree-lined medians.
It primarily helps congestion by reducing what are called conflict points.
Fewer conflicts, fewer crashes, greater safety, fewer traffic delays. But the takeaway is, we won't know for sure. If the bond passes, then city staff and council will decide how exactly these funds will be used. For safety advocates like Mo, that means...
if this bond passes, there's still a lot of questions that need to be answered and a lot of political fights that will still need to happen to determine what that actually means and where this money will be going.
Austin voters will see Proposition 1 down their ballots. Early voting continues through November 4th. Election day is November 8th. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.